जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा मा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जनमा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय शिल प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय शिल प्रभुपाद हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल जय ओम श्रीपाद परमहंस सपरिवाराचार्य अष्टोपनिषद श्री श्रीमद् अद्वैतांगरेश भयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय कलयुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय गाय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्रेस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस ऑल ग्रेस ऑल ग्रेस श्री श्री गुरु श्री गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं हं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो नीलबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्ण. वेलकम यू ऑल टू दिस संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम. टुडे इज द ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ जानु सप्तमी. वी आर आल्सो सेलिब्रेटिंग द फिफ्थ डे ऑफ चंदन यात्रा वेयर द डीटीज आर anointed with chandan to cool off the body because there's excessive heat, and because we treat the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the most worshipable that personality who reciprocates with us and who is actually hungry for our love and devotion. Devotees take extensive trouble, extensive preparations are undergone so that every day not only the deities are anointed with chandan but also different pastimes are put up. And today the beautiful pastime of Anur, the Brajavasis, undertaking the first circumambulation of Giriraj Govardhan, that also on display, very beautiful display. So kindly benefit from this darshan. Today is Janu Saptami. Mother Ganga, she chooses to appear in multiple ways within the same appearance. When we appear only once, and in that one appearance there are not multifaceted ways in which we appear. When Lord Narasimhadev appears, which is the subject matter for next week, because next Sunday is Narasimha Chaturdashi. We had enough advertisement on the phone sometime back, so all of you please do come. So when now there are Puranas, stories in Ramayana, and also of course Srimad Bhagavatam, multifaceted various ways in which the Supreme Lord Narasimhadev appeared. Of course the past time we describe in great detail is how Lord Narasimhadev appeared from a pillar to reciprocate with the desire, the statement of his pure devotee, Sambe Thavayam na Mrgam na Manusham. Was half lion, half man. However, the Lord can appear in multiple ways even when he appears once. Why? Because he reciprocates with everyone's desire. He has the capacity to do that. He is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. And two very well-known names are Bhagirathi and Jahnavi. We all have heard or come across the appearance of Mother Ganga as Bhagirathi, who appeared on the penance of Bhagirath, Raja Bhagirath. It all started when Maharaj Sadar wanted to perform an Ashwamedha Yajna, and at that time he had sent his 60,000 sons with the Ashwa, and somehow the Ashwa had been taken away by Indra. That's another story. Ashwa was parked outside the ashram of Kapila Muni. The 60,000 sons of Maharaj Sadar thought, oh, this king, without inquiry, without background check, they assumed that this Kapila Muni has confiscated the horse. They attacked him all at once, and Kapila Muni, just by his glance, burnt to ashes 60,000 sons at one shot. Now Maharaj Sagar, just like he had 60,000 sons, he had another son named Asamanjas. Asamanjas, the name says that he wasn't very wise, and he had a son, Anshuman. Anshuman undertook with responsibility the deliverance, or first to find out what happened to his forefathers. basically his uncle, 60,000. So, on the request and instruction of Maharaj Sagar, Anshuman, he set out and he actually found not only the horse, he also saw Kapil Muni there and he saw 60,000 heaps. On inquiry, he came to know that his uncles had very short-sightedly attempted to attack Kapil Muni, and because of that, they were annihilated. They asked, they inquired from him, what do we do? So, to counter the papa, the sins that they had accrued by this, by virtue of this offensive behavior and short-sighted behavior, Maharaj, the Maharaj Anshuman was advised by Kapil Muni that please undergo penance and invite Mother Ganga. So Anshuman, he behaved very responsibly, performed penance, and finally when Mother Ganga from the heavenly planets, because she was also the daughter of Himavan, she was situated in Indra Loka by on the request of Indradev, and when she had to advent, her force would have been devastating. What do you do? So Lord Shiva was requested, can you please hold Mother Ganga as she advents? So Lord Shiva, he agreed. And Mother Ganga was held. Now it's explained that even though Mother Ganga was held, her force was nevertheless something worth beholding. And as a result, what happened? This is explained by Nityananda Prabhu. When he visits Jananagar, and there he sees the hermitage of a muni called Janu Muni. So Nityananda Prabhu explains that this place called Janu Dvipa, also called Bhadravana, is the place where Janu Muni underwent severe penances. Janu Muni also received the darshan of Lord Gauranga at that location. So when Janu Muni was sitting there chanting his Gayatri Mantra, this was exactly the time when Mother Ganga also advented. So somehow his Achamana Patra fell into Mother Ganga and was swept away. In fact, Mother Ganga's force was so much that eventually the entire hermitage was flooded. So Janu Muni, he swallowed up entire Ganga. Now Bhagirath Maharaj had performed penance for the advent. First was the problem of Mother Ganga being held, but now she was held inside the body of Janu Muni. So he requested, hey Janu Muni, kindly be kind, kindly be merciful. So Janu Muni, he was worshipped for several days by Bhagirath Maharaj, and it's explained that the Muni then released the Ganga from his ears. And as a result, Mother Ganga is also called Janavi. So in this way, Janavi, she also appeared as Bhagirath. And the life of Mother Ganga is a life of responsibility. Why? Because her advent here is simply for the sake of serving others. She came to deliver the forefathers of Anshuman, but actually she stayed back and is available even today. And to the extent that she tolerates, or a more appropriate word will be, she forbears all the sinful proclivities with which we even take dip in Mother Ganga. The idea was that Mother, if we perform some activity and some sinful activities accrued inadvertently, because that's the nature of this world, 5 kinds of sins every grihastha is bound to perform, as Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita also. Inadvertently. So then yes, one may do a prayaschita. But there's no point in doing a prayaschita if the whole goal of prayaschita is so that I can again accumulate sin. I can again perform, continue my sinful activities. But Mother Ganga is so kind that she continues to appear and continues to give her mercy. Yet, Mother Ganga cannot be abused. Because if one doesn't decrease his sinful proclivity, Mother Ganga can also choose to disappear. And this has happened time and again. And when today we see so many places Mother Ganga is disappearing in the form of some of her tributaries. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, all during their pastimes would go out of their way to get darshan of Mother Ganga. It's explained that Lord Ram chose to be born in Ayodhya, right on the banks of Sarayu, which is actually a tributary of Ganga. There are so many pastimes Lord Ram performs. For example, when he was going to Janakpuri, he had to cross Ganga at Haridwar. And there again it's explained in detail how he worshipped Mother Ganga. And in fact, around that time is when Vishwamitra Muni had told the story of Maharaj Bhagirath to Lord Ram and Lakshman. Thereafter, the first night they spent in the forest after being banished, Lord Ram and Lakshman and Sita, was on the banks of Tamasa, which is also a tributary of Ganga. Then it's explained that Shringavirpur, that was the second place they went to, was on the banks of river Ganga. Then he went to Prayag Kshetra, crossed the river Ganga there, Sakshat Ganga. And then Chitrakoot, Mandakini Ganga, that's where again he was stationed for 11 years. Then he came to Nasik, Godavari, that's where Mother Sita was stolen by Ravan. And then eventually Rameshwaram, where all the Mother Ganga of course meets and all the sacred rivers converge there. If you look at the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was always keen to associate with Mother Ganga. It's explained in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, the 16th chapter. The entire chapter is about the Lord's attempt to go to Vrindavan. Interestingly, on this point, I will resume from where Damodar Prabhu left off in the morning in his Bhagavatam class. Some of you attended it. So that's the entire chapter is about Lord's attempt to go to Vrindavan. And Lord tells, at the end of the chapter, he tells his devotees that actually, I wanted to go to Vrindavan, but I decided to go to Vrindavan through Navadvip, Shantipur. Why? Because I wanted to have darshan of two mothers. One was Mother Shachi, and the other was Mother Ganga. Vrindavana yavami gauda deshe diya, nija matara ganga charana dekhiya. Nija matara ganga matara charana dekhiya. The devotees didn't want Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to leave Jagannath Puri at all. They were hatching plans one after another. Somehow or the other, after Chaturmas, the Lord managed with a huge entourage of devotees to go. But even there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt he should come back to Jagannath Puri and then have a more secret passage to Vrindavan. So when he comes back to Jagannath Puri, he tells the devotees, this is why I chose to go to Vrindavan through Navadvip, though I decided to come back from there. Now there is another great personality. So this is the story of Mother Ganga, but I would like to proceed from the story of Mother Ganga, a story of a life of responsibility and sacrifice and service, to the story of another great personality whom we have a lot to learn from, who represents the mood of Mother Ganga, who worships Mother Ganga, and like the flow of Mother Ganga through all places, through sometimes very difficult to access places, this personality also sometimes was in a most difficult situation, simply maintaining his integrity, trying to benefit others. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto, chapter 13, there is this beautiful verse. And this verse is glorifying this person.
Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantasthe Nagatabhrataha.
So this is being spoken by Maharaj Yudhishthir to Vidura. So let's see what he says. My Lord, the translation, my Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart. Tirtha Bhutaha. You are Tirtha yourself. Because of that, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. Purport by His Divine Grace, Hesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
The personality of Godhead is omnipresent by his diverse potencies everywhere, just as the power of electricity is distributed everywhere within space. Similarly, the Lord's omnipresence is perceived and manifested by his unalloyed devotees like Vidura, just as electricity is manifested in an electric bulb. A pure devotee like Vidura always feels the presence of the Lord everywhere. He sees everything in the potency of the Lord and the Lord in everything. The holy places all over the earth are meant for purifying the polluted consciousness of the human being by an atmosphere surcharged with the presence of the Lord's unalloyed devotees. If anyone visits a holy place, he must search out the pure devotees residing in such holy places, take lessons from them, try to apply such instructions in practical life, and thus gradually prepare oneself for the ultimate salvation going back to Godhead. To go to some holy place or pilgrimage does not mean only to take a bath in the Ganges or Yamuna or to visit the temple situated in those places. So I repeat this. To go to some holy place or pilgrimage does not only mean to take a bath in the Ganges or Yamuna or to visit the temple situated in those places. One should also find representatives of Vidura who have no desire in life save and except to serve the personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead is always with such pure devotees because of their unalloyed service, which is without any tinge of fruitive action or utopian speculation. They are in the actual service of the Lord, specifically by the process of hearing and chanting. The pure devotees hear from the authorities and chant, sing and write of the glories of the Lord. Mahamuni Vyasadeva heard from Narada and then he chanted in writing. Shukadeva Goswami studied from his father and he described it to Parikshit. That is the way of Srimad Bhagavatam. So by their actions, the pure devotees of the Lord can render any place into a place of pilgrimage. And the holy places are worth the name only on their account, which means the account of such great personalities who hear and chant the glories of the Lord in such places. Such pure devotees are able to rectify the polluted atmosphere of any place. And what to speak of a holy place rendered unholy by the questionable actions of interested persons who try to adopt a professional life at the cost of the reputation of a holy place. So Srila Prabhupada, through this purport, is of course glorifying holy place of pilgrimage. He is also inviting us to responsibly take up the process of becoming instruments of yatra ourselves. One is to create places for yatra, one is to go to yatra, and the other is as yatri is to contribute to the sanctity of the places of yatra. A good guest, when he goes to a house, what does he do? Prabhupada says, when he goes to a house, when he comes out, he leaves it cleaner than before. That's what a good guest is. He doesn't think, I have now got an opportunity to use this facility to according to my whims. He won't think like that. He would think, how do I make this a better place for the next person coming here? Now, Vidura was such a person. Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, hey Vidura, I know you have been to many places for pilgrimage. The third canto and the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam are largely about conversations of Vidura, initially with Uddhava and then eventually with Maitreya Rishi. So there it's explained that when Vidura with harsh words was insulted by Duryodhan, Duryodhan told him that this Vidura, he's the son of a kept mistress. He is so crooked that he spies in the interest of the enemy against those on whose support he has grown up. So Duryodhan was accusing Vidura that all through you simply keep advising us. Why? Because you are simply a spy of the Pandavas. And in some sense, Vidura was told by Duryodhan's insult and Dhritarashtra's silence. Golden silence of Dhritarashtra and spear-like words of Duryodhan, Vidura was indicated, leave. So Vidura didn't have to be told, you leave. He was the most intelligent, most self-respecting person. So he left. But what did he do? He didn't leave out of frustration. He converted this very difficult, trying situation into an opportunity to associate with the Lord, His places of pastime, and service unto the Lord's abode. So it's explained. Sanirgata Kaurava Punya Labdho Gajayata Tirtha Pada Padani Anvakamat Punya Chikir Shayorvyam Adishtito Yani Sahasramurtihi. Sahasramurtihi, he went to all those places which had Sahasramurti, beautiful forms of the Lord. He took shelter of those places of pilgrimage. It said that Tirtha Pada Padani. He took Anvyakramat. Anvyakramat means took shelter. Now, what does it mean to take shelter? Does it mean that one pollutes that place? No. One upholds the sanctity of that place. To such an extent that one only wants to become a speck of dust in that holy place. One considers himself so insignificant. So, what did he do? He travelled to all these holy places, had darshan of the form of the Lord. And what did he do as he was having darshan? One is to have darshan. Sometimes you may pay 1,000 rupees to take darshan. But what was his consciousness? Pureshu punyo pavanadri kunje. It's explained that when he went to these Pureshu, these Puri, these different Pureshu, it means it's in the multiple Puris, multiple holy places. So what did he do there? It's explained that he was only thinking, Chachara Tirtha Yata Naeshwa Nanyaha. Ananyaha, with Ananya Bhav, he was only thinking of Krishna. He was meditating on Krishna. So translation is, he began to travel alone thinking only of Krishna through holy places like Ayodhya, Dwarka and Mathura. He travelled where the air, hill, orchard, river and lake are all pure and sinless, and where the forms of the unlimited decorate the temples. Thus he performed the pilgrim's process. And he performed all these activities with a mood to please the Supreme Lord Hari. It's explained that he kept vratas, because when you go to holy place, you're supposed to keep vrata. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Vrindavan, he wanted to go alone. He said, what kind of a show I'll be having if a big entourage comes with me? What will... It's not setting the right example, because you're supposed to go there with vrata, with such seriousness, keeping your necessities to bare minimum. So that is how he went. And he was dressed as a mendicant. So thereafter he meets Uddhava. So that is explained in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is in this context that Yudhishthir is addressing Vidura. Hey Vidura, you of pure consciousness, you want to associate with the Lord, you want to associate with the holy places, you have been to all these places. But Vidura, because of your consciousness, you yourself are a place of pilgrimage, where all of us aspire to be there. It's explained that when Vidura entered Hastinapur, this is just after Vidura entered Hastinapur, after coming back from the pilgrimage. The same pilgrimage which we described, when he came back, Yudhishthir is receiving him with beautiful words. Now, is this how Vidura was just traveling entire life to holy places of pilgrimage? No. He was always cultivating the desire to be in these holy places of pilgrimage. Yet, he was verily in the battlefield called Hastinapur throughout his life. He was not an escapist. He wasn't finding ways and means to go to Yatra every time. He in fact went only when Duryodhana said, I don't need you. You are actually a nuisance for us. So then Vidura, yes, he thought, let me go and purify my consciousness. Because when great personalities undergo challenges, tribulations, they treat these tribulations as tapas, tap. Because when you put an earthen pot in fire, only then the earthen pot comes out strong and hard. Imagine taking an earthen pot, and sometimes nowadays parents, they feel very sorry for their children. Let children be very comfortable. Sab kuch, let it be at their doorstep. So if you don't put the pot in fire, what will happen? Where will such a pot be useful? Showcase. You can put it in the showcase.
एवरीवन विल सी आ अर्थन पॉट छुओ मत टूट जाएगा राइट. सो दीज ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटीज इवन वेन देर आर ट्राइबुलेशन चैलेंजेस इंसल्ट दे कन्वर्ट दीज एज अपॉर्चुनिटीज फॉर तप. एंड दैट्स द मूड विद विच ही वेंट टू दीज होली प्लेसेस. And yes, when he went to these holy places, he inquired from Maitreya Rishi not only about the pastimes of Krishna and the spiritual world, he inquired from Maitreya Rishi about how creation in this world takes place. What are the duties of a person in this world? That is the third and the fourth chapter. In fact, the third and fourth canto of Bhagavatam are about pastimes of Varahadev's incarnation. Because that's where Maitreya Rishi says, because of the misdeeds of the Asuric forces, when Mother Earth was plunged in the ocean. Varahadev appeared to rescue her. So this is coming in the conversation. So even when Vidura is in places of pilgrimage with Maitreya Rishi, he is contemplating on how he can contribute to a more responsible Hastinapur. So life of Mother Ganga is a life of responsibility, a life of service, a life of grace, a flow of grace. So is Vidura's. Vidura has been through so many places, so many phases in life. So let's step back a little bit in the conversation between Yudhishthir Maharaj and Vidura. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking Vidura, the previous verse, Hey uncle, Vidurji, do you remember how you always protected us, along with our mother, from all sorts of calamities? How were you? You are very partial to us. That's what he's saying. You are very partial to us. And like a bird with its wings protects small children, you were always protecting us. That's how kind you were to us. How was Vidura partial? This again is, now if you study the Mahabharata, very beautifully this aspect is brought out. The churning, the intellectual turmoil that Dhritarashtra was going about, and the kind of sanity Vidura tried to bring into his thinking all the time. So life in Hastinapur was never a cakewalk. Like today morning, Damodar Prabhu made some interesting point. I actually wanted to build on that. He came up with an abbreviation. It says step, right? The whole process of Krishna consciousness can be considered to be stepped, kramena. In the Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, Krishna talks about it. That how one should perform yoga, one should perform sadhana step by step. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the same point when he was on his way to Vrindavan and stopped in the midst at Shantipur. He met Raghunath Das Goswami. And he says, Sirahana ghore yao, nahoyo batula, krame krame paya loka, bhava sindhukula, antare nishthakara, bhaya loka vyavahar, achirat krishna, tomae karibe udhar. He is advising Raghunath Das Goswami, who wanted to run away from house. He says, actually, hey Raghunath Das, yes, the intensity you are building is very nice, but let it be built step by step. So first, in the acronym STEP, S stands for stay on the battlefield. Right? So you are there, you are in a particular situation, stay there with patience. Kshama. In the Vanaparva of Mahabharata, there's a beautiful conversation between the Pandavas, which is five Pandavas and Draupadi. Anyone who thought that Pandavas were always, agreeing with each other, haan mein haan milate the, you're in complete illusion. You might have never seen the amount of disagreement that you see among the five Pandavas and Draupadi. Draupadi tells Yudhishthira Maharaj, Shama and Tej. These are very important qualities, but one cannot compromise the other. Shama means you stay where you are, you have tolerance. Shama. She quotes from the conversation between Prahlad Maharaj and his grandson Bali Maharaj. on how Shama is very important. A person who doesn't have Shama, who is not tolerant, who is not kind upon others, he will convert his friends into enemies. She is quoting examples that Prahlad Maharaj gave Vali Maharaj. But at the same time, if only practicing Shama and no Tej, you don't exercise discipline where you are. And you don't exercise your expectation of discipline around you, from those who look up to you, then nobody will respect you. You will become an island. She is telling Yudhishthir Maharaj, Yudhishthir, I know you are Sakshat, I mean, for you Dharma is the most important. For you Dharma is more important than me and all the other Pandavas also. She said it clearly. But if this Dharma is an isolation, you create an isolated island called Dharma Island, what benefit it will be for the others? So there is Teja required. So that the principles of Dharma you are practicing have to be brought back to Hastinapur. So therefore, there is stay on the battlefield, but as you are staying in the battlefield, with Teja, you also practice Kshama. You inculcate the quality of detachment. You cultivate devotion. You cultivate the desire to hear about the Supreme Lord. So, unless if one stays on the battlefield and doesn't cultivate hearing and chanting of the Supreme Lord, then one will be completely overtaken by the mode of passion. Right? So therefore, if you emphasize the importance of cultivating the chanting and hearing of the Supreme Lord, in the Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami makes this very beautiful composition. He says, Krishnot Kirtana Gana Nartana Kala Pato Jani Brajita Sadbhakta Valiham Sachakramadupa Shreni Viharaspadam Karnanandi Kaladhvani Mahatume Jivha Maru Prangane Shri Chaitanya Dayani Deta Valasat Leela Sudha Swarduni. So they appeal to Lord Chaitanya, O Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that again celebrating Mother Ganga, so let the nectarian Ganges of your Ganges water of your glorification flow, your pastimes flow on the surface of my tongue, which is described like a Maru Prangani. Maru, which is a Marusthal, is like a dry desert region. And then he says, not only it flows, it will also create a beautiful environment attracting flora and fauna around it. What is that flora and fauna? The beautiful flowers, the lotus, beautifying the water are lotus flowers, which is the singing and dancing and loud chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So let this glorify. It's very natural. If all devotees raise their hands and chant, and especially if they dance, you can imagine lotus flowers in a river. Right? So that's an analogy being given here. And the devotees who are riding in this river are like the swans and ducks and bees. Each of them are different qualities. Swan can separate milk from water. Bee is always looking for honey, and in that process also causes pollination of flowers. And this river is so beautiful, it always produces melodious sounds which gladden the ear. So let this Krishna Katha, let us cultivate the desire for Krishna Katha. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructed Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, Antare Nishtakara Bahya Loka Vyavahar. Outside, yes, you be situated, stay, like Vidura stayed. But internally you cultivate the desire to hear and chant. It's not that suddenly when an opportunity comes for yatra, one will just go. One has to cultivate the desire. Otherwise one will only be complaining about the journey, about the inconveniences, about the lack of bottled water. The third is as one cultivates the detachment, one cultivates eagerness to hear about Krishna, and in that way one progresses gradually. That is, E is cultivating the eagerness and P is progressing gradually. So one can see these all these qualities manifest in Vidura. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, you were partial to us all through. But why was he partial? So let's understand through some conversation. What does that partiality even mean? Because that partiality should not be understood to be something very superficial. So it's explained that Vidura, whenever he saw the Pandavas' life in danger, whether it's Lakshagraha, whether poison was being administered to Bhima, Vidura always made arrangements so that the Pandavas could somehow be rescued. For example, he sent his assistant Kanaka when he came to know that the house of wax was to be set fire by the Kauravas. And not only that, he also made arrangements for their escape from a gufa, and where they came out was bank of Mother Ganga. He again made arrangement for them to cross the river Ganga, and that's where they met their spiritual master also, Dhaumya Rishi, the Pandavas. And then Vidura later on informed Bhishma secretly that actually the Pandavas are not burnt the house of wax. Later on, when the Ratsuya Yajna happened, Vidura took part in it and took charge of all the financial matters, managing the finance. That was his contribution. And then the game of dice, where despite all advice from Vidura, Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra communicated and invited the Pandavas, and very, very mercilessly, very ruthlessly humiliated the Pandavas. Now Vidura at that time had advised Yudhishthir that you don't have to play. The king has called you. However, one has to understand the situation in which Vidura was. Because for Vidura to be to give advice, yet at the same time communicate transparently, was as per his dharma, as per his situation. So he would communicate, but he would also often give messages. However, Yudhishthira felt obliged to accept the invitation to the gambling match. Subsequently, in the gambling match, it's explained that when Draupadi was insulted, there was only one person who had some revolt. So Draupadi asked the assembly, whom did Yudhishthir lose first? Was it himself and then me? So when this question was put, Vikarna, he presented, he said, actually, how can Yudhishthira have even waged Draupadi? It's not correct. Because Yudhishthira first gambled himself and then only, so it's not even correct. However, Vidura, he said, Vikarna has said this, but everyone in the assembly has to make their point. Everyone should say this point. And Vidura, in that context, he remembered the conversation that Prahlad Maharaj had with Angira and his son. Because Prahlad's son Virochan and Angira's son Sudhanva, at some point of time, they both were desiring a damsel called Keshini. And at that time, Prahlad Maharaj was asked to be the judge. Whom should this girl get married to? His own son, Virochan, or the son of Susan Sudhanva of Angira Rishi? So Prahlad Maharaj, in great honesty, he said, actually, the son of this Rishi is more qualified. So Vidura said, this is an example, this is what we inherit. This kind of transparency, this kind of accountability for every action we do. Vidura was quoting Prahlad Maharaj. He was so accountable to his own son when he was himself made the judge. What to speak of us? She is our daughter. However, nobody paid heed to Vidura. In fact, he was rebuked. Unfortunately, nobody stopped. And when Dushasan, he was trying to disrespect Draupadi, Bhima had taken a very ferocious vow. And even after hearing that vow, Duryodhan was so shameless that she offered Draupadi to sit on his lap. So shameless he was. After all this happened, Dhritarashtra was feeling very guilty. I mean, it's very surprising how long it takes for someone to feel bad. And Dhritarashtra told Draupadi, hey Draupadi, ask for any benediction. So she said, just give me, let me be free and let my husbands be free. And Dhritarashtra said, no, ask for more benedictions. She said, Kshatriya lady can only ask for two, not the third one. So these two are sufficient for me. Oh, Dhritarashtra, he was feeling so ashamed that he said, no, I will give you back the entire kingdom, whatever you lost in the gambling match. But unfortunately, right after this, he again came under the sway of Duryodhan and again invited the Pandavas to a gambling match, for the second gambling match also, Vidura was sent. It was a very, very difficult situation. Vidur, the same Vidur who was such deep respect and love for the Pandavas, had to invite him for the second time to the gambling match. And this time, there was 12 years of Vanvas and then 13 years of Agyatvas. The Pandavas lost it. They left for the forest. And immediately after they left, Dhritarashtra again felt very guilty. So he told Vidura, I'm feeling very bad. What do I do? So, Vidura is saying, Etat karyam tava sarva pradhanam tesham tushta shapunesha dhavamanaha evam shesham yadi putre shuche syad etat rajasam tramamanam gurushva. Whatever you have learned have been gained by Kurus, all of that will remain secure only if the Pandavas get what they deserve. He's explaining to Dhritarashtra language, hopefully he understands. Because Dhritarashtra, to him, being kind on Pandavas is some language he didn't understand. But he said, no, if you want Duryodhan to be secure, Pandavas should be back. Because Pandavas will not only take care of Duryodhan from internal enemies, but also from external enemies. Right after this advice, Dhritarashtra banished Vidura to the forest again. He said that, hey Vidura, you are only interested in the Pandavas. Every advice you give is only keeping the Pandavas in mind. And he said, please go away from my palace. So it's explained that Vidura was pained at heart. Now, when a person is so pained and not respected for his advice, what does he do? He goes to the place, he goes to that association which he is cultivating in his heart. What is the association Vidura was cultivating in his heart? The association of the Pandavas. So he went to the Pandavas in the forest. And actually they spent time together. Now it's interesting, the Pandavas in the forest, what were they doing? They were again listening to advices. So many rishis, Maitreya Rishi, Vidura, Markandeya Rishi, name it. And the rishi was advising the Pandavas. So that's how, even in the forest, they were seeking guidance. Because guidance is not about someone being appointed to guide us. Guidance is about our desire to seek guidance. If you seek guidance, Krishna will send someone. The Kauravas sitting in the Hastinapur Bhavan, they had as much opportunity to associate with sadhus as the Pandavas had. But we'll clearly see the difference. Vidura is asked to leave, but the same Vidura, In his association, the Pandavas are basking, are completely relishing. Now it's explained that when Vidura went there, Dhritarashtra was very concerned. Why was he concerned? He was concerned that Vidurasya pravavam cha sandhi vikrahakaritam vivriddham cha parammatva pandavanam bhavishyati. He's saying, what is Vidura's quality? Dhritarashtra, the only quality he got in Vidura was that he is Sandhi Vigraha. Sandhi means pact. Vigraha means splitting. So this Vidura, he really knows the niti, that art of making friendship, how to grow friends. He, through his strategy, will make the Pandavas stronger in the forest. That is Dhritarashtra's thinking. He was missing the Vidura also. He felt a big lacuna in his life. So he sent Sanjaya, please bring back Vidura. After banishing Vidura to the forest, now one may wonder, is Vidura letting himself be used? In the name of humility, should a devotee let himself be used? In the name of being kind to others, does Mother Ganga let herself be used? So devotee, he is very kind to others. But he knows that the body that is being offered by Krishna is an instrument to serve. And therefore, if that instrument is being impeded or being destroyed and abused in the name of service, he will also take care. The same Pandavas who were so kind to different rishis in the forest, when Jayadratha came to Pandavas as a guest, but in the name of serving, he started eyeing upon Draupadi and in fact was torturing the Pandavas. Jayadratha, his head was shaven. He was actually insulted very badly. So therefore, devotees may be simple, but they are not simpletons. They don't let themselves be used. Because letting oneself be used is actually a sign of ingratitude. Because when one is grateful, one knows that what I have is to be used effectively, constructively for the service of others, cannot be abused. So therefore, Vidura, even though he was called back, he did not change his stance. It's very important. And this is a very striking lesson for all of us, because many of us, if you put ourselves in Vidura's shoes, what was Vidura's nature? Was he born with a big circle of influence? Many people he can influence? No. That same old Dhritarashtra sitting every time asking questions. And Pandavas. And there were many others like Pandavas who would also listen to him. But Pandavas got much less association compared to Dhritarashtra. But Vidura, because he was like a lamp, he was always dissipating light. And whoever benefited was graciously given his advice, graciously given his blessings as well. So when he was called back by Dhritarashtra, Vidura came back. And Vidura said, "Oh Dhritarashtra, please try to understand that it's not that I don't love the Kauravas. I love the Duryodhana and his brothers. But my love is not always shown by just agreeing to what they want me to do." So in fact goes on to explain that even in the forest the Pandavas have maintained such integrity. That's what he was telling Dhritarashtra. "They have maintained such integrity. Hey Dhritarashtra, it is still in our interest that such great effulgent radiating personalities be brought back with respect." Duryodhan was very annoyed. Right after this, the father of Vidura, who's the father of Vidura? Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva also comes to Dhritarashtra. And Srila Vyasadeva addresses Dhritarashtra, because Dhritarashtra and others may be wondering, why is Vidura thinking so much about the Pandavas? So Srila Vyasadeva says, "Oh, if that is the question plaguing you, well, I am also concerned about the Pandavas." And he says that, "I am very unhappy with whatever has happened with the Pandavas in the forest." And he says, the nature of any father, a nature of any kind person, is that he is especially inclined to those who are sincere. And he gives the example of Indradev and Surabhi. So, right after the Govardhan Leela took place, Indradev, whose pride was demolished by Lord Krishna, he had approached Surabhi. And under the guidance of Surabhi, he was petitioning Krishna. So Vyasadeva refers to a conversation between Indra and Surabhi. Because Surabhi was once crying, profusely crying. Indra asked Surabhi, "Why are you crying?" She said, "One of my bulls, one of my children is suffering." So Indra said, "Oh, but you have so many children, why are you crying for that one child?" "Because that bull is being terribly abused by a farmer." And Surabhi says that even if I have 1,000 children, "Yadi putra sahasram me sarvatra samameva me dinasya tu satah shakra putrasya bhyadika kripa." If there is a dina putra, then adhika kripa will naturally flow towards that person. So immediately Indra reciprocated with Surabhi and had a huge thunderstorm. That farmer had to stop his activities. And as a result, the bull that Surabhi mother was very concerned about was relieved. So Vyasadeva gives his example and says that it is not that I and Vidura are partial, but it is very natural because we have soft hearts. With Dhritarashtra, we don't know what happened to your heart, but we have heart, and that heart is soft. right? Now it is not that Vidura was acting with his heart. He was acting always with his intelligence. He had a fine heart but a refined intelligence. And sometimes with the name of being very emotional, one acts emotionally. He had refined emotions, but he never acted emotionally. And therefore, even when Vidura came to know that the entire Kurus were destroyed, even then his only advice to Dhritarashtra was, you should understand that this has happened because you sowed the seeds. Don't be surprised with the fruits from the same seeds that you have sown. So Vidura was only emotional and sentimental. He would have been completely blown away even when he saw Dhritarashtra lose all his children. No. And it is Vidura who actually dragged out Dhritarashtra from his self-destructive attachment to the throne. So therefore, we understand that he had very refined intelligence. And same with Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva is saying, this is why Vidura and I are concerned about the Pandavas. And they say that very soon another sage will come here. Now this is very interesting. Before Yudhishthir and Yudhishthir met Vidura, Yudhishthir knew that Vidura had a long conversation with a great sage called Maitreya, with whom he had consulted about the creation of the world, about the pastime of Varahadev, the instructions of Lord Kapila to Devahuti. And the same Maitreya who had enlightened Vidura had also enlightened the Pandavas in the forest. And that same Maitreya also came to Hastinapur to advise Dhritarashtra. It is actually because of Vidura. Because Vidura had gone to the forest, he brought back great sages to Hastinapur. That's the nature of great souls. When they go, they create an environment where other sadhus also come. So Vyasadeva said, very soon Maitreya Rishi is coming here. So when Maitreya Rishi came, Maitreya Rishi told Dhritarashtra, hey Dhritarashtra, please try to understand that your behavior towards the Pandavas has to be rectified because the Pandavas are actually growing strong in the forest. And he gave the example. He said that there is a demon called Kirmira who is the brother of Hidimba Rakshas, who is also the brother, the friend of Bakasura. Two demons who had been killed by the Pandavas in the forest. Very recently, their friend Kirmira has been killed in the forest. And Maitreya Rishi is telling Dhritarashtra, therefore, hey Dhritarashtra, please try to understand that the Pandavas even in the forest are strong. It is in your interest that you invite them back. They will add to your strength, otherwise that strength will destroy you. And Maitreya Rishi, after hearing his advice, what was Duryodhan's response? So Duryodhan, it's explained, Esha Duryodhanam Putram Tava Rajan Mahan Rishi. When Duryodhan heard all this, he did the following. He smiled. He patted his thighs. And with his toe, he was rubbing the soil. Vidura had to see all this through his life. So shameless was Duryodhan that Maitreya Rishi is advising after being asked by Dhritarashtra for advice. And he is absolutely careless. In fact, insulting. So Maitreya Rishi immediately cursed that the same thighs you are patting, those will be destroyed by Pandava, by Bhima in a ferocious war. Yet, Maitreya Rishi said, he said, Shamam yasyati chet putras tava rajan yatha tatha shapo nabhavati tata viparite bhavishyati. What I have said will not happen. The viparite of this will happen. Everything will be fine if you still receive the Pandavas with love and affection. You understand their potency. You understand how righteous they are. And there will be no need for a war. And unfortunately, after hearing all this also, the only question Dhritarashtra had from Maitreya is, hey Maitreya Rishi, how did the Pandavas kill that Kirvira? That's all he had to ask. How foolish. I mean, it's ridiculous. You read Mahabharata, how can he be so foolish? So Maitreya Rishi was so annoyed. He said, Vidura will explain that. I'm going. I have no more patience to sit and explain to you what happened. So, why was Vidura so persistent with Dhritarashtra, despite he not understanding some basic elements of humanity? Because Vidura knew that the war had to be avoided at any cost. Because even today, we can't think of a war as big as what was fought on Kurukshetra. So this is Vidura's sacrifice. Staying in the midst of a person like Dhritarashtra, so crooked-minded, evil-minded, and yet being completely firm in his cultivation of Krishna consciousness, in his cultivation of the moral codes of conduct. It is explained that the Pandavas, after the 13 months itself, Bhima told Yudhishthir, see, we were told to be in the forest for 13 years. We have spent 13 months. For me, each month has become a year. Because Bhima could not wait. So, mere 13 saal ho gaye. I have finished my 13 years. So, hey, Yudhishthir, let me go. Let us go and attack. Because I have finished my 13 years. And Yudhishthir, if you think that we really have to finish our formality of 13 years, let me go kill Duryodhan, Bhim, everyone, and I'll come and spend the remaining part of our Panvas here. Right? So, this is how troubled the Pandavas were. It's not that Pandavas were having a very happy life in the forest. But Yudhishthir, he told, if at all there has to be a war, that war has to be fought after making every possible effort to avoid it. Because there will be massive destruction. Every possible alternative has to be sought. And even if that war is fought, if we fight without proper preparation, then the purpose of the war will be defeated. Because we will be simply bounced. And it's after this conversation, it's during this conversation that Lord Krishna, he appeared in the midst of the Pandavas. So when you value the association of great rishis like Vidura, Maitreya, and then later on Markandeya Rishi, who also warned the Pandavas, that Pandavas, he gives a series of advices and tells the Pandavas that never be proud of your bala. Nesya balasyeti chareda dharma. Never be proud of your strength. After hearing all this, when the Pandavas' hearts were so ripe, Krishna appeared in the forest. And the beautiful conversation, chapters of conversation between Krishna and the Pandavas, where the Pandavas are, especially Draupadi, they feel the beloved Lord has come back. And the way they worship Krishna is amazing. The moment Krishna meets the Pandavas, Krishna says, I think this earth is now thirsty enough to drink the blood of Duryodhan, Dushasan and Karna. This is how angry Krishna was. This was Krishna's opening statements to the Pandavas in the forest. But Krishna, what was the Pandavas' opening statement to Krishna? Filled with glorification. They said, Purushasya prameyasya satyasyamidi tejasah parajapati patare vishnor lokanathasya dhimatah. Oh Krishna, you are the original person. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. You are the original person. You are the Paramatma in everyone's heart. You are the Lord of Prajapatis. You are the protector of the entire world. And you are Dhimata, the most intelligent. And after that, Draupadi submits her pain to Krishna. Krishna, we were insulted so badly by the Kauravas. Where were you then? And Krishna, most lovingly, he says, if I were there, Draupadi, I would have never let the gambling match happen. I would have convinced Yudhishthir why the gambling match is the source of all destruction. The biggest mistake will never happen in the future again. And then Krishna, for chapters, he explains how he was busy fighting with the king of Shalva. The Shalva king had attacked, Shalva Naresh had attacked the Dwaraka for no reason, or just out of enmity. And that had kept Krishna and Pradyumna and Satyaki and Vasudeva and all of them very busy. And therefore I couldn't come here. Krishna with pain in his heart, he says. And he advises the Pandavas that now is an opportunity for all of you to take advice from all these great Mahatmas, prepare your heart for Dharma Yuddha. Prepare for your heart for that which is for the justice of everyone, not just for your personal vengeance. So, you see, Krishna and Vidura were playing such pivotal roles in cultivating the hearts of most unfavorable personalities. So, if someone thinks that I, koi meri baat sunta nahi hai jeevan mein, koi meri baat sunta hi nahi hai, There's no one I can change. There is so limited control I can exercise in this world. Oh, only if I wish I were on the other side. Vidura could have thought, how I wish I was in Dwaraka. Why am I in Hastinapur? I could have been in Dwaraka. I could have been in the forest with the Pandavas. Why, I don't know why Dhritarashtra has called me back again. There are so many other places Vidura could have desired to be in. But sometimes the place where you are might be the place where you are most needed. And therefore, cultivating your Krishna consciousness, cultivating spiritual knowledge where you are, we are talking about the step. You stay where you are, but you cultivate detachment and your eagerness for spiritual knowledge, eagerness to chant the names of Krishna. So that when the opportune moment comes, your contribution becomes valuable. And this is exactly what happened with Rudra. Even right before the war, efforts were made. We all know how the efforts were made by the Kauravas. First the Pandavas sent a messenger, then the Kauravas, they sent Sanjaya. Dhritarashtra sent Sanjaya to the Pandavas. Let's settle. Hey Yudhishthir, don't be so, be cool down. Right? There's no need of war. Just be satisfied where you are. And when Sanjaya came back, he came back with a very strong message. Such a strong message from the Pandavas that Dhritarashtra was shaken up. The Pandavas have resolved to put an end to acts of exploitation and using dharma for the sake of adharma. Because if dharma becomes a tool, if Yudhishthira Maharaj becomes an instrument for only serving adharma, then that same two instrument can cut you. And this is the kind of message that Sanjaya carried. And when Dhritarashtra heard the message from Sanjaya, he was so disturbed. He didn't know where to go. So whom did he remember? Vidura. Right? The entire parva is called Prajagara Parva. Prajagara Parva means that Dhritarashtra could not sleep. This is a problem many people have nowadays. Right? Neend nahi aati. And because he could not sleep, he consulted. Why am I not able to sleep? What is the reason that I have not been able to sleep? So Vidura opens his statements and says, hey king, there are five reasons why a person cannot sleep. Because you have lusting after someone else's wife, because you are a thief, because you have lost all your wealth, because you are unsuccessful, or because you are weak, oppressed by someone else. But hey Dhritarashtra, you may wonder that you do not fall in any of those categories. Therefore there is a sixth category for you. One who is always think of oppressing others. One who is always envious and trying to plant seeds of destruction for others. He will be always sleepless. So when and Vidura went on. This is the very famous Vidura Niti in the Prajagara Parva. And there is one beautiful verse that he spoke. Which is I think kind of again the water of Mother Ganga. It's a very nice parallel. He says, Atma Nadi Bharata Punya Tirto Satyodaka Dhritikula Dormihi. So he's saying that the Atma is like a Nadi. Is part of Vidura Niti. And he's saying Punya Tirta. All the pious spiritual activities one performs are the baths one takes in that beautiful river called the Atma. Because Atma has its journey. And in that journey, one performing spiritual activities makes one take those sacred baths. So yes, one may have access to Mother Ganga, but by inculcating spiritual activities in one's own life, where one is, like Srila Prabhupada used to say, ABCD, association, reading scriptures, B books, that is books, reading scriptures, C chanting the holy name of Krishna, and D diet, having Krishna prasadam. Now, is this very difficult? One can at least one can cultivate the desire for association. One may have five people in one's neighborhood with whom you can discuss Srimad Bhagavatam every day. And this has to be done every day. You don't take bath once a month, right? I mean, hopefully everyone takes bath every day. So one also discusses in association scriptures every day. So A is association, B is scriptures, books. See, he is chanting the holy names of Krishna, especially attentively chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then honoring Krishna Prasad. We all have to eat, but we can eat that which is offered with gratitude to Krishna. And ideally we offer that something which Krishna likes. So while one may offer pizza, Krishna is lot more fond of other items that are cooked in Raja. And especially items cooked with pure ghee, which will also increase one's own sattvic nature. So Vidura says that this Atma is like a river, and spiritual activities one performs on an everyday basis, they are like the bath one takes in that river. Punya Tirtha. Satyodaka. And he says, the water itself is truth. Why? Because as one performs spiritual activities every day, one gets to see through the eyes of Krishna the actions and reactions that come in his way. That is truth. Sometimes we wonder, why did this happen to me? If we have a schedule of sadhana, we will have the strength to accept. Or we will at least be praying to Krishna to give us the strength to accept. To accept what I can't change, and to perform activities that I can. To bring about the transformation that I can. So therefore, this water, Vidura says, is like Satya Udaka. Udaka is water, is truth. And then he says, its banks. What are the banks of this river? Very beautiful analogy, says. Dhriti. Dhriti means self-control. Self-control are like the banks of this river of Atma. So therefore Prabhupada, he gave us some regulative principles. These regulative principles of freedom make the process of association, chanting, having Krishna Prasadam and reading scriptures lot more easier, lot more natural. So the banks are like the dhruti. And then he says, what are the waves of this river? He says, the river, the waves are kindness. Tutikshava karunika surada sarvadehinam ajata shatravah shanta sadhava sadhu bhushana. That the ornament of a sadhu is that he is kind upon others. He in fact behaves with others the same way he expects them to behave with me. What a high standard. And just like Vidura Niti is so much appreciated by Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada also used to refer to Chanakya Niti, where Chanakya especially says, Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu, Matravat Paradhareshu, Paradhraveshu Loshtravat, Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu. Deal with every person, living entity the way you would expect him to behave with you, or the way you would behave with yourself. And then he says, Tasyam Srataha Puyate. He says that he is a person who is determined. He will on a regulated basis purify himself by a bath in that river, and in that way gradually, by exercising the banks of self-control, by taking bath through the process of sadhana, association, reading of scriptures, chanting and Krishna Prasadam, what will happen? Gradually all one's desires will get purified. By hearing Krishna Katha, what happens? Karna Poteshu Samritam. The ears get purified. By tasting Krishna Prasadam, one's desire to ahar, desire to possess gets purified. By chanting the holy names of Krishna, one's desire to speak gets purified. By speaking Krishna Katha, one's desire to speak, one's desire to sing gets purified. So gradually one gets purified in his existence, in his activities. This is Vidura's advice to Dhritarashtra right in the middle of his sleepless nights. That's how firm Vidura was. So, yes, we may not be able to imitate Vidura, but we can certainly learn and get inspired by Vidura. Because Vidura was not a king. Vidura was not a person to whom huge followings would come in here. But where he was, he exercised his determination
to please Krishna. And there's a very nice verse with which I want to end, which is often quoted in context of Vidura. It is said that Shatam Vihaya Bhoktavyam Sahasram Snanam Acharet. Right? You can basically, if you have 100 engagements, you can leave those 100 engagements if you are feeling hungry. Bhoktavyam. And it's often quoted with, associated with Vidura, that Vidura spoke this. And second, he said, Sahasram Snanam Acharet. Yeah. You can give up 100 activities to eat, give up 1000 activities to take bath. The snan is very important, purity of the body. But then he says, Laksham Vihaya Datavyam. Laksha, lakhs of activities you can stop if you have to give daan to others. And then he says, Sarvam Tyaktva Harim Bhajet. To worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, you can just give up everything else. Of course, it doesn't mean you stop taking bath and stop eating. But it is just talking about how one can prioritize things in his life. It's about prioritization. So whatever time you have, the big stones that you fill in your jar can be that which take prominence, that which have a big bearing in your life. And that's what is being advised. Harim Bhajet, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So with this, with heartfelt prayers and gratitude to the great Mahatma Vidura, and also to personalities, the river of personalities that he represents, the great sadhus, the rishis, the acharyas, the devotees, and of course Mother Ganga, who is worshipped as the Charanamrit of the Lord by all these great devotees. I'd like to conclude the discussion. Hare Krishna. If there is a question or two, you can pick up. Hare Krishna. Question? Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, so we are very thankful to Gaurai Prabhu for giving us a glimpse of great personality like Vidura. So we'd like to thank him by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! So the following is some important announcements, and after that we'll have Kirtan and then Prasad. So first of all, we'd like to welcome all the guests who have come here for the very first time. So first of all, we would like to welcome all the guests who have come here for जो कि आज के संडे फीस प्रोग्राम में पहली बार आए हैं. आवर रिसेप्शन इंचार्ज हु इज स्टैंडिंग नियर हनुमान जी विग्रह विल वेलकम एंड दे विल गिव द महाप्रसादम ऑल्सो एंड इफ यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चन दे विल आंसर वेरी नाइसली. और जो कि आज पहली बार आए हैं वो अभी कीर्तन के बाद जो हमारे हनुमान जी के विग्रह के पास हो सकते हैं वहां पर आपको महाप्रसाद तो मिलेगा ही, साथ में अगर आपके मन में कोई प्रश्न है तो उसका उत्तर भी दिया जाएगा. तो मैं आई रिक्वेस्ट ऑल द डिवोटीज हु हैव कम फॉर द वेरी फर्स्ट टाइम काइंडली रेज ऑन देयर प्लेस. तो कृपया जो भी इस संडे प्रेस प्रोग्राम में पहली बार आए हैं कृपया अपने स्थान पर खड़े हो जाएं ताकि हम उनका स्वागत कर सकें. हरे कृष्णा. सो वी आर वेरी थैंकफुल टू ऑल द डिवोटीज हु हैव कम हियर फॉर द वेरी फर्स्ट टाइम. And we pray at the lotus feet of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath that let this be an auspicious beginning in your life and that you keep coming and enthuse us with your presence. So, hum Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ke charan kamlon mein yahi prarthna karenge ke ye aapka shubharam ek ujjwal shubharam thehre aapke jeevan mein aur pratyek ravivar aap hame yahan par aake hame aap protsahit karein. So we would like to welcome by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! So, abhi announcement ke baad kirtan hoga aur kirtan ke baad aap Hanuman ji ke vigrah ke paas mein aap wahan par aa sakte hain. There are some important announcements. Base Bhakti Ram Academy for Culture and Education present.